these such special times in God's presence. And we must really cherish these moments when God moves under His children. You know, God can do in a moment what we can't do in decades. And if there is one thing that we must really cherish, it is His presence. David prayed in Psalm 51, and the one thing that he cried out for was, God, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. The most precious thing in our lives must be His presence. Jesus died on the cross, and you know what? He wasn't the only person in history that was crucified. But there came a moment when God turned His wrath upon Jesus. And he cried out, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? And in that moment, you know what? The sun turned into darkness. There was earthquakes. For 3 hours, God brought down His wrath upon Jesus. He became sin so that you and I can live. It was the first time in all of history that the Son was separated from the Father. It was His most difficult time, but He did it for you and me so that we don't need to pay the price, so that we won't experience the wrath of God on our lives. I just want to share very shortly just a thought that God just dropped in my heart this afternoon. And this thought is so liberating that I just want to take 5 or 10 minutes of your time and then we're out of here. But God said to Paul, my grace is enough. And you know, the one thing, the one lie that the enemy binds us with is that the enemy is telling you that there's something lacking in your life, which is a lie. God gave Adam and Eve everything they needed. And you know what? When he came to Eve to tempt her, he told her, you know what? When you ate of this fruit, you will be like God, to know good from evil. And you and I know they never lacked anything. And because they believed the lie, they ate of the apple. And the enemy today still is tempting us, is seducing us with the same lie that we don't have enough. God said, my grace is enough. If you've accepted Jesus into your life, and if you are regenerated by the Holy Spirit, if you are born again by the Holy Spirit, then you have everything that you need. Paul said in Ephesians 1, chapter 3, he says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with every spiritual gift in the heavens in Christ Jesus. If you have Jesus, you have everything. If you have Jesus, you don't lack anything. And ek wil jou net bemoedig vanaand. Encourage. I just want to encourage you tonight. You know, we need evenings like this, where we can just sit in His presence. Experience His presence. Experience His power. Experience His love. Experience the liberating of being with Him. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10, he says, but the grace of God, he says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace towards me was not in vain. And you and I need to work with His grace. Paul said, His grace to me was not in vain. Why did he say that? Because he worked with the grace of God. And just in the second book of Corinthians, the second letter that he wrote, chapter 6, he says, we then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. You know what? The grace of God can work in your life, but it can be to no avail. He says, don't receive it in vain. And if God starts to work in your life, you must work with God. If God speaks to you, you must say, yes, sir, here I am. Because the grace of God wants to draw us closer and closer and closer to God. His grace is His strength. His grace is His power. It says here in chapter 6, he says, in an acceptable time, I have heard you. And in the day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And I just want to encourage you guys. When God starts working in your life, like what He did tonight and what He did last Sunday evening. I listened to you ministering and what happened here. You know, God is working. And we need to work with Him. You know, the grace of God is in vain in your life if you don't work with it. And the way we work with the grace of God in our lives is by obedience. You know what? The grace of God is like the accelerator of a car. If you step on the accelerator, something happens. And I'm not an engineer, but I know something. As jy vet gee, as jy petrol gee, there's a flow of fuel, you know, to the injection system. You know, it goes into the pistons and somewhere there's ignition. And you know what? When we obey, the same thing happens. You know what? There's a power of God that just ignites and it brings life. It brings healing. It brings deliverance. You know what? That's when people get saved. That's when God manifests His glory where we are. And you know what? It's like a car. If you don't step on the accelerator, nothing happens. Sometimes we want to first experience the power and then we want to decide if we are going to be obedient. But God says, no. My grace is enough. You and I must believe it. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. And I just want to encourage you tonight, as we sat in His presence, as we drink in His presence tonight. And I know God touched people tonight, and I know His presence is still lingering in our midst. That when you sense Him, when you sense His grace in your life, when you hear His voice, Just move with Him. Just obey. Just say, God, here I am. I want to move with you. I want to do what's your heart. I want to go with you. And I want to finish in Hebrews chapter 3. The writer of Hebrews, he talks to the church. And it's such amazing that he will mention the same thing three times. It's a quote from Psalm 95. But in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7, the word says, "Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion." And then in verse 15, it says again, "Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion." As in the rebellion. And then chapter 4, verse 7, it says again, he designates a certain day, saying in David, "Today, after such a long time, as it had been said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart." So the Holy Spirit says that there's a danger that when God speaks, that we harden our hearts. You know, this psalm was written when they sent out the 10 spies, or the 12 spies, and the 10 came back and said, "It is impossible." Because when God speaks to you, usually it's very close to the impossible. And I just want to encourage you, don't think that it is impossible. Think how big he is. Think how great he is. Think what he can do. Because when he speaks, our hearts needs to be soft. You know what? Worship softens our hearts. And the softer our hearts is, the more powerful his word is in our hearts. The more powerful his word is in our lives. So I just want to encourage you. He says, today, when you hear his voice, you know, we always live in today. That today is a prophetic today. Because when you hear his voice, it is today. And when he speaks with you, just move with him. His grace is enough. Paul said, "His grace to me was not in vain." And then he said, "Don't let his grace be in vain in your life." And I just want to pray for you that this special time of God's presence will draw us closer to him, that we won't harden our hearts. My wife and I, as we were driving here to Stellenbosch, we had quite a challenging talk about what if God wants us to do this? What if God wants us to do that? And you know what? Talk is cheap. But it humbled me. What if God wants me to do what I was thinking about? And guys, we need to be ready. Preparation meets opportunity. If we are prepared, God can use us. Let's just stand to our feet. Hallelujah. There where you stand, let's just connect with the Holy Spirit. Let's just connect with God. And let's just, you know what God has stirred in your heart. And let's just use this moment to just respond to him. Because he has given us everything. Every one of us, if you're born again, if you are a child of God, if you have received the Holy Spirit, you lack nothing. And God is saying tonight, my child, I want to use you. But I want you to step up to the plate. I want you, symbolically speaking, put up your hand to me and say, yes, God, here I am. You can use me. You can use me in this town. You can use me in this university. You can use me in the marketplace where you have put me. You can use me where you want to send me. Because God loves to send people. All through the Bible, He is sending people from Abraham right through to the end of the book. He's sending people out for His purpose, for His destiny, so that He might be glorified. And Father, we just pray tonight for a humbleness in our hearts, for a hunger for You, God, so that we can be part, so that we can be part of this wonderful opportunity of what You are doing. And tonight, if you're standing here and you say, God, I need to make a decision, I need to obey You, I need more obedience in my life, then just where you stand, I'm going to pray for you. Just put up your hand to Him. Say, God, please help me. I want to obey You. I want, God, my heart is that Your grace won't be in vain in my life. I want to testify like Paul that Your grace to me was not in vain. Then just slip up your hand to Him. Say, God, please help me. I want to do it, God, but please help me. Father God, You see every hand stretched out to You. You know every heart, God. And I thank You, God, that I can pray for everyone, God. And that includes myself, God. That when You speak, God, we won't harden our hearts. But when you speak, God, we will choose to obey. Because obedience releases Your power. Obedience releases Your strength. Obedience releases the strength and the power of Your Holy Spirit. So we just, Father God, we just commit ourselves to You. Thank You, Jesus. You said, my last is lach, my yuk is sach. We just thank You, God. We just want to say we love You. We love You, God. We love You. Oh, God. Thank You for who You are. Thank You that we can just worship You, God. Thank You, God, that the veil is taken away. Thank You that when we worship You, You transforms us by Your Holy Spirit. And we just give You praise. And we just give You glory, God.